The following is a sponsored program. High Desert Broadcasting is not responsible for the views or claims expressed in this program.
I always feel like it's a dance party when we start the show.
I know, because we kind of play with music, and it's kind of fun.
Good morning, Vicki.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
And I'm Dr. Vicki Thomas.
And Dr. Andrea Mills on It's a Paradox.
What is a paradox?
A paradox is a belief or statement that runs... No, a belief or opinion that runs... Wait.
Contrary.
A statement or opinion that runs contrary to popular belief. And that's what we're doing.
And that's why I had you ask it, or answer it,
because I said it wrong.
I always fudge it.
Yeah, and I said it wrong. It's getting warm in here.
Oh, you did you turn it off?
I think Ernie turned it off.
We're playing with the air conditioning, by the way.
Because it's a little warm in here.
Because we're reinventing our heat.
Okay, so today's topic is all about reinventing yourself. And it could be a very fun and interesting show, because we could go from the physical to the emotional to the spiritual to the mental to... redefining yourself in the different stages of your life. I mean, there's so many ways that we could go with this.
I put out a little belief on Facebook that said, if you could reinvent yourself, who would you be? And all of the answers that came in were, I would be me.
Yeah, which I think is fantastic.
I thought that was cool, too. And yet, it's not what I wanted.
Well, I was thinking about this morning, and it's interesting because I think the first key to reinventing yourself is you actually have to be comfortable with who you are first.
Absolutely.
Because if you're not comfortable with who then how do you...
Well, you don't have to, because why... Because if you're really uncomfortable with yourself, that's the time to reinvent yourself.
But then you're too scared to do it.
Nah.
Oh, come on.
Okay, come on. When have you changed your life? Sometimes...
When have I not changed my life? Change is my one constant.
Sometimes it is the worst drama in your life that causes you to reinvent yourself. I'm going to give a couple of my examples.
Okay.
Because we agreed not to pick on you today. So we'll pick on me.
Okay.
So I know... And this is telling a kind of a weird secret, but I got pregnant at the age of 16 and got married.
It's not a secret. I knew it.
You knew it. Well, many people do, because I'm not ashamed of it, because I have two wonderful children from that marriage. And
apparently there's not much to do in Iowa when you're a teenager.
That's really true.
Sorry.
You can go to the drive-in. Sit in the back seat of the car. Never mind.
You knew sex was going to come up again today, right?
So anyway, at the age of 16, I had to reinvent myself to become a wife and mother from, you know, being a young 16-year-old. And I think I did pretty well, although my sons out there would have to be the comment on that. But they're both really well-adjusted, nice,
well, yeah, you've
wonderful
got a, you've
young
got a
men.
Great relationship with your kids, and you've got a great relationship with your grandkids, and they're close enough that you get to see them. So I think that's phenomenal. You've obviously done something right.
They might even be listening to us right now.
You think?
Yeah.
Have them call. 661-266-4420.
Oh, no. Donnie will tell everything he's not supposed to tell. Donnie, if you call, mind your mouth. Okay.
So that's funny.
That was one. And then, of course, when I got divorced... That was a huge reinvention of me. I moved from Iowa to California a year later, reinvented myself from mom and wife to career woman overnight.
I know. And I'm not saying that I'm not saying that it's not the drama and the trauma that the drama and the trauma help you recreate yourself, obviously. I agree with you 100% there. But what I'm saying is, if at your core you don't like who you are, at your core if you have issues with what you're all about, it's going to be harder to reinvent yourself, because you have to have that. It's kind of like your foundation. You have to be confident and comfortable at your foundation in order to change it, because otherwise the changes may be too dramatic and you might sabotage yourself.
I like dramatic. I do. I like the dramatic change. However, that's not where I'm at in my life now. I'm more where you're talking about, where I reinvent portions of me that need to be reinvented regularly.
Well, yeah, okay. But let's talk about the biggies.
Okay.
For example, I said my whole life I'll never have kids. Never, ever, 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 ever have kids. I remember I went to go visit my grandmother, my Omi and Opa. I went to go visit them. They lived in Florida. And my Omi says to me, I was like 28 years old, well, Andrea, when are you going to have kids? My cousin Jessie says, she's never having kids. And that was me. I mean, you ask any of my high school friends, is Andrea going to have kids? The answer is no. You ask anyone who knew me before I turned 30, the answer was Andrea will never, ever have kids. So turning into a parent was a huge reinvention.
Okay, so what do you think triggered that? Was it something that you were dissatisfied with? Or something that, you know, the perpetual clock ticking?
I think it might have been the clock ticking a little bit. And, you know, even when I made the decision to have my first one, I was terrified the whole way through. And then you know how rough it was for me after she was born. But that redefining has been a very interesting process. But I think at my core, if I didn't have the confidence that I could do it, it may have been rougher for me, which is kind of hard to say because it was so rough as it was.
Well, and then you had to be the right maturity level to do that, to have children and be a good mom.
And I was an older mom, too. So I think that helped. I think if I'd had kids in my
20s. You weren't that much older.
Well, I was 35 with Samantha and 37 with Lauren. So, yeah, I was an older mom.
I have one friend that started at 42. And
I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
Yeah. Cool.
So.
You did I actually see you shifting and reinventing parts of yourself even as your kids get older.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to. You have to roll with them.
Well, imagine all you do is you're a mom or a dad and you don't have any interests outside the home. Then what happens when your kids grow up and start getting lives of their own? I mean, they're really only yours for a very short period of time. And I think too many people, when they have kids, they forget that. They think that these little creatures are theirs. They're really not.
Yeah. No, I so remember when my sons were teenagers and started to become independent and be hanging out with friends. And I really had the empty nest syndrome. I swear, I got a bird.
Is that Cabo?
Cabo I got. Then I had another bird, too. So
we were out of town this weekend, and we were sitting at lunch, and of course it was my two daughters, my nephew, and my husband and I, and there was this couple sort of sitting over there, and they were sort of chuckling at us, you know, the three kids and the two adults, and they're older than us, probably 10 or 15 years older, and we struck up a conversation, and the woman says to me, she says, yeah, my kids are 29 and 31 now. She says, I always taught them to be independent thinkers, but for some reason I always thought they'd think like me. She says that they don't think like me, and it's really frustrating. And I had to chuckle because that's what I'm doing with the girls. And, you know, Samantha is she's much more like her dad, but Lauren is a very free spirit. And that one's going to give us a run for our money. I just know it. But I helped create that.
That's okay. I'm a free spirit, right?
Right.
I mean, no question about it. My oldest son, politically, is a more free spirit than I am. And I can't tell you the political debates we get into.
I bet.
Oh, my goodness. In fact, we just had a conversation the other day, and he said, I really got to go to work, Mom, but I love having these conversations because I always go away feeling smarter.
Yay!
You're a 33-year-old brat.
That's funny. So let's talk about some steps. If people wanted to reinvent themselves, let's talk about some steps. And
I wrote up 5 lovely steps.
And think of the word dream, D-R-E-A-M.
The first step.
I'm so glad Vicky's creative this way because I'm not.
The first step starts with a D. It's declutter.
Okay.
And so important in so many aspects. Aspects.
Let's not talk about clutter.
Yeah. Well, not
Have
only.
Have you seen my office lately?
No, and we're not talking about mine either.
Yeah.
Not only in your physical surroundings, but think about the mental surroundings. You know, we talked last week about people who rent place in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Declutter that. Get rid of those people that don't belong in your head.
My coaching company calls that the MFTP. And MFTP stands for Mothers, Fathers, Teachers, Preachers. And what happens is when you're growing up, you've got all of these messages coming into your head from your MFTP. And those messages may or may not be correct. Now, it's interesting because one of the messages that I used to hear in my head was literally and I'm an only child, so it was just me and my mom and dad. And I would hear my mom in my head saying, that's not good enough, that's not good enough, that's not good enough. And that's a message I grew up with. And it's interesting because now, every now and then when I'm outside of my comfort zone, I hear this, that's not good enough in the back of my head, and I smack it. And it's like, go away. That's not me. That's not my belief.
My mom says, couldn't you have done that better? It's almost the same. Well, couldn't you have done that better?
Now, when Lauren was learning how to walk, she would fall down, and we would go, I'm okay. And we put our little hands up in the air, right? And we literally trained my five-year-old, when she falls down now, what she does is she will jump up and she'll go, I'm okay. And she can have tears running down her face. Aww. Like there's one time she skinned her knee really bad. Tears running down her face. She jumps up. I'm okay. And it's the funniest thing because out of all the kids, she is the most stubborn and the one who absolutely wants to do everything her way.
How many times have you done with a little baby learning to walk? And, you know, they fall down and they... And they get that look on their face. They're waiting for you to respond.
Yeah.
So you go, yay, you're right. You're okay.
You're okay. Yay, you fell down. It's all right.
And they'll even start to clap for themselves.
I said that on the video this morning that I put on Facebook. I said, you know, how many times have you already reinvented yourself in your lifetime? You've gone from being a helpless infant to a toddler, learning how to walk, then going to school, becoming a social creature, learning how to deal with people. Then if you've ever gotten married, you've clearly reinvented yourself there. If you've ever had kids, you've reinvented yourself.
And stayed married.
Yeah.
You could clearly reinvent yourself every few years when you stay married.
Yeah. Or you could reinvent yourself and not be married.
Yeah. Ooh, no, we're not going to go there.
Yeah, no, but you could.
Yeah.
And I know some people who've done that, you know, after their kids have grown up and moved out.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Oh, how many marriages end at 23 or 33 years?
Many of my high school friends, their parents got divorced as soon as we were done. And I thought that was interesting.
That's why I like to do this process and reinvent myself. And I don't mean I reinvent myself 100%. But I really, okay, we'll go on to the next one.
Well, let's talk about declutter. So I think declutter means both physically.
How much time do we have?
Okay. Both physically. And mentally. And I think the mental is probably the bigger piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, well, you know, I studied the ancient Hawaiian Huna, and their saying for that is first noho, then noa, which means first clean out, and you clean out internally. Even when you think of eating right.
I was just going to say, this is like a physical cleanse. Yeah, you have to clean out first, and then you have to
repopulate. And then you fill it in with the right things.
Yeah, you have to repopulate with good stuff.
Yeah.
When I have patients do detoxes, that's what we do. It's like we have to get them cleaned out first. We have to get them off all the processed crap.
I don't know what word you were thinking, but...
Well, it was a synonym for crap.
Crap is a good word. I've been using that lately.
By the way, do we need to run George Carlin's 7 words you can't say on the air?
Probably, because I have no idea what they are.
Okay, so we'll have to look that up. So anyway, you have to clean out both mentally and physically all of that crap that's going on. And I think mentally is much harder. I mean, you can do even just a 2-day juice cleanse will make tremendous impacts in your physical health. But how do you 2-day... juice cleanse
you
your brain.
You spend 2 days with Dr. Vicky in one of our seminars and clearing it out.
Yeah.
We just had the best one this weekend.
Was it fun?
Anger, sadness, fear, guilt, limiting decisions.
Oh, yeah.
I had a small class of 4 people, and it was amazing.
That's awesome.
It was so cool watching these people go through the transition of releasing that stuff. And it's all done in a friendly environment.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's very safe.
And they feel very comfortable with the rest of the people telling... When we do it in a group like that, we don't do content, so we don't have to know the story.
Right.
A few times stories came up, and that's okay, but it was amazing.
I bet.
So cool. It was cleaning out, yeah.
Okay, so step number 2 after cleaning out is we have to realign.
And actually, when we come back from our break, we're going to be talking to Craig Duzwalt, who is rockstar marketing guy who has helped people like Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses realign himself.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Woo!
He'll be here in a minute.
Most people agree that network marketing is an excellent vehicle to achieving financial freedom. But if you are only retaining 6-7% of your people, you won't get very far. Hi, this is Debbie Callis. Seriously, I had a major headache from banging my head against the wall over how to help the people in my organization achieve the success that I was enjoying. Unfortunately, I, along with most network marketers, have been taught that we are in a sales and recruiting business. But with 90% of the population being sales resistant, how can the average person truly find success? The truth is, network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business, and you need a proven, duplicatable system that will work for the masses. My life and business turned around when I came across the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, by Michael Delohi. And now I'd like to share this free ebook with you as well. Visit my website at my10steps.com. That's my10steps.com. No products or companies are ever mentioned. It's just a straight scoop on the industry. So put that bottle of aspirin away and get started with some great information that will get you on your way to truly owning your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic.
Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632.
I love that intro.
I do too. And it would be so much better if we had reached Craig on the phone.
Well, you know, we'll get a hold of him. We'll keep trying, right? Yeah. So let's go back to step number two. Step number two is realign.
Realign.
And I think the first thing to do to realign is you have to sit down, you have to decide what it is you want. If you had the absolute ideal life, what would it look like?
Right.
And it's interesting because you have to start from who you would be and what you would be doing in order to have whatever it is you want. And it's the whole be do have principle. You have to start with who you are.
It sounds like a dance, the be do have.
Be do have principle. You have to start with who you are. And you have to learn, you have to figure out who it is you want to be. Who would you have to be or become to have the absolute perfect life that you want? And that's an interesting process. I think too many people, when they go through it, they're afraid to dream big. They're really afraid to actually say what it is that they want. You know, do they want?
Yeah, yeah. But that word or that sentence, if my life were ideal, I'd be being, having, and doing, comes from the book The Passion Test by Janet Atwood.
Mm-hmm.
And New York Times bestseller list has changed lives because it makes people look at the possibilities.
Right.
And I kind of tell people to go back to childhood and kind of remember what you wanted to be when you were a kid. Remember how you dreamed?
You know, I was thinking about that not that long ago. I cannot remember what I wanted to be when I was a kid. But there are also black holes in my childhood. But I literally can't.
Black hole.
I know, black holes in my memory of childhood. But I don't remember, you know, every kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? It certainly wasn't chiropractor. I didn't even know what one was.
Okay, and I'm going to just qualify. Before anyone calls you and diagnoses the black holes in your memory, I have the right to do that. No one else does. But I will tell you that many people will get kind of freaked out by having black holes in their memory. For many people, it's just that life was mundane.
I don't
even. It
wasn't
exciting, dramatic, or traumatic, so you just don't remember the days that you had tea parties with your dolls or.
I don't even think it's that. I think if you go through the process of continual learning, your brain dumps stuff that's no longer relevant.
Yeah, that's very true.
And it
true.
Fills it with stuff that is relevant. And
we don't want any phone calls about the bleeps in her memory.
Yeah, don't worry about the black holes in my brain. That stuff wasn't necessary anyway.
Really? I'm kind of there with you. Like, I remember silly, dumb things about childhood. Okay, but what I want you to think about is what you dreamed of being. And I actually did dream of being a doctor and was told at the time I could be a secretary or a teacher or a nurse.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Aw.
I could be a
nurse.
Aren't
you so glad you didn't listen?
I'm so glad I wasn't a nurse. There is no way I'd change a bedpan.
Oh, God. Do you know more nurses hurt themselves than any other profession I know?
Oh, I believe that.
Well, other than maybe jackhammer operators.
And electrical linemen.
Yeah, they hurt themselves quite
Speaking
a bit,
Speaking of which, I asked Jim, the electrical lineman, this morning, what he would like to reinvent. If he could reinvent himself as anyone, who would it be? And he said, well, he actually changed the name, but he said Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator.
Funny. Now, does he want to be Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Terminator?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Why?
I'm sure because they blow lots of things up in that movie.
Oh, I've got to say, I have got to send you the funniest YouTube. Remind me about that.
Okay.
I'll send it to you to send to Jim. It's okay. I don't know. It's like some Uzi 557 gun. And when the recoil, it literally throws people across the room. I saw these videos in a continuing ed seminar. We were looking at x-rays for 8 hours. And in order to liven it up, the instructor would be like, so how would you get this kind of an injury? And then he'd show YouTube videos of people doing really stupid stuff. I was, other than the fact it looked really painful, it was kind of humorous to my sixth sense of humor.
Okay. We totally digressed.
So, yes, we did. So
write the sentence down. If my life were ideal
it
or
would
perfect,
be.
I would be being, having, or doing.
Right. So I would be doing, or I would be smart, confident, outgoing, loving, whatever. I would be whatever it is. Fill
right.
in the blanks.
Then I would be dancing on Saturdays.
Exactly.
I would be all of those things.
If my life were ideal, perfect, I would have
a new
house,
car.
A boat.
Me right now, it's
right.
a new car.
Exactly.
I'm kind of looking for the new car time. That means Joey's going to be calling me.
Exactly. And then if my life were ideal, perfect, I would be doing, and then whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because when I look at my ideal life, I would be doing, I'm on stage somewhere. And
me too.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting because I'm even in a personal I'm in a professional transformation right now, building the practice.
But I'm not acting on stage.
Yeah. No. I'm like lecturing or teaching or something.
Being a magician, although
yeah.
I have many friends that are hypnotist magicians, and that's kind of cool.
Quack, quack.
Because, yeah.
So then step number three, number one is declutter. Number two is realign. Step three, which is the E, is you have to evaluate. And in order to figure out how... What's that phrase? If you don't know where you're going, it was in Alice in Wonderland. Alice shows up and there's
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, just think of the book. Alice shows up and the Cheshire Cat's sitting in a tree and there's two paths. And Alice says, well, which path should I take? And the Cheshire Cat says, well, where are you going? And she says, I don't know. He says, then it doesn't matter which path you take. And I think that's important. If you don't know where you're going, any path will get you there. And it will not be by design, and it will not be planned, and it will not be probably what you want.
That's absolutely true. And that's how so many people are living and leading their lives. They're just day to day.
Mm-hmm.
Get up, go to work, feed the kids, you know, yeah. probably in the other order, probably feed the kids before they go to work. Or drop them off at school, let them eat the school's crappy breakfast. And, they're just going through life moment by moment, not guiding themselves in any direction.
It's always very fascinating to me when I'm doing a history on a new patient, because what ends up happening is when they come in, I'm usually not the first doctor they've seen. You know, I'm somewhere down the line.
I'm certainly not the first they've seen.
Right. I'm not the first doctor they've seen. And they're kind of grasping at straws at this point. Like,
yep.
I heard you can help me, and I don't know if you can. I joke that I want to be like the A-team. If you can find me, if you can afford me, you can get an appointment, which is not really totally true. But they come in, and they did not, by design, get where they are.
Right.
But when we evaluate the actions and the steps that have gotten them to the point where they're in my office looking for a miracle, it's interesting because they really have to take stock of their health. They have to take stock of their relationships, their family, their career, their finances, their spiritual. It all ties into their physical being.
Right.
And so really, when you start to evaluate your life, those are the areas you want to look at.
Yeah. Those are the categories that I tend to force people to look in.
Right.
And one of the weird statistics I've read, and I can't remember the name of the company that did the survey, but 80% of Americans, get this, 80% are unhappy in their jobs.
I'm not surprised.
80% of people are going to work every day going, I hate my job.
80%, Vicki, are unhappy in their jobs and now worried about losing them.
Yeah, I'm going to lose this job I hate. Oh, yeah.
Did you see Up in the Air? George Clooney. Okay, so he is a professional firer. Companies hire him to come in and to sit down and to fire people. And one of the lines he tells them during the firing process is, you know, nothing great ever happened without some sort of a major change. And this is your opportunity to figure out what it is you want to do and then now go and do it.
Oh, my God. And I say that to people all the time, and I'm quoting a cartoon character in a movie.
You're quoting George Clooney.
Well, is he the real person or is it a cartoon?
No, it's okay. He's the real person.
Well, and I feel really much more validated that I'm quoting George Clooney, the actor, instead of the cartoon character.
Yeah, no, it's the real actor. But it's true, you know.
I do, in fact, even right now I have several clients who know they're unhappy in their job, and really their jobs are at risk, and that's probably because they're unhappy at them, and you do your job crappy if you're unhappy. And so I teach them to look out 3 to 6 months in the future. If they could create the perfect job, what would it be? And I really have them, you know, comparing where they are now to where they want to be. And I mean, I've had people want to change from going from working at AAA to being a pet sitter. I have one client that's oddly in that transition. Now, I don't know if she's going to make it, but because she's not really focused on doing what she wants, which I think is sad. I think there's a monetary factor of people having to make a certain amount of money, and that keeps from them from doing what
they want. Absolutely. Absolutely. But you have to be responsible as well. You have to understand. Absolutely. So sometimes, you know, maybe you have to do it slower.
But I think also people don't see the possibilities. I mean, we'll just take the pet sitter as an example. Wow. People pay a ton of money for pet sitters.
Yeah, they do. Especially if you come to their home.
I have someone that comes to my home and stays overnight because I, you know, have this zoo. And often, and you know, somebody's got to take care of the zoo. And you, if I ship them out like to kennels and stuff like that, it would cost me over $300 a day.
Absolutely.
And nobody would take Cabo. So he'd sit out there in the yard going,
I love you.
I love you. Feed me. What's for breakfast? All of those things. And he wouldn't be taken care of.
All right. We'll finish up with the evaluation when we get back.
Most people agree that network marketing is an excellent vehicle to achieving financial freedom. But if you are only retaining 6 to 7% of your people, you won't get very far. Hi, this is Debbie Callis. Seriously, I had a major headache from banging my head against the wall over how to help the people in my organization achieve the success that I was enjoying. Unfortunately, I, along with most network marketers, have been taught that we are in a sales and recruiting business. But with 90% of the population being sales resistant, how can the average person truly find success? The truth is, network marketing is a teaching and mentoring business, and you need a proven, duplicatable system that will work for the masses. My life and business turned around when I came across the free ebook, Success in 10 Steps, by Michael DeLohi. And now I'd like to share this free ebook with you as well. Visit my website at my10steps.com. That's my10steps.com. No products or companies are ever mentioned. It's just a straight scoop on the industry. So put that bottle of aspirin away and get started with some great information that will get you on your way to truly owning your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills of Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632.
Hi, we're back.
Hello.
We're listening to Guns N' Roses.
And Lady Gaga.
And Craig is not answering his phone. So we're moving on.
So we'll have to not talk about how rock stars reinvent themselves and the rock star system for success, which is very cool.
And how rock stars are late for their appointments. Or just don't show up.
I always used to be on time or 5 minutes early for everything. And then I had children.
I used to be on time or 15 minutes early, and then I got married. And Jim, you gotta love him, but he lives in the moment, mm-hmm. like totally in the moment.
Jim and I are a lot alike because we're both that Aries sort of experiential.
Like he has no concept of time over time in the moment.
Right.
He's right there now.
Yeah.
And actually learning that about him really helped me get along better with him.
That's good.
Because I'm not expecting him to be there on time because he's in the moment.
Okay, so if you want to reinvent yourself to someone who's on time, you have to evaluate where you are. And here are the categories. We're going to run through them really quickly. We're not going to talk.
And I will post this.
Yeah, we're not going to talk specific. Oh, by the way,
I think it's cool. The website,
if you'd like to go to the website, is www.the2docs.com, and that's the2docs.com. And I haven't done it yet, but there will be a page where you can ask questions, and then those questions we will bring onto the show the next week or whenever and talk about them and then post answers later on. So it is interactive. I know a lot of you guys are listening off of either a podcast or iTunes.
The2docs.com.
The2docs.com. So you need to evaluate where you are.
And if you want to call in right now, 266-4420.
Exactly. Evaluate where you are in your health and your fitness, your intimacy and your relationships, and your family. Those are separate things, by the way. Intimacy and relationships is different than family. Your family is sort of your overall household and how it's running. Your intimacy and your relationships is how well you're relating to individual
and
people.
And family can be outside family, you know,
right.
Mom, dad, aunts, uncles, cousins.
I think it can also be very close friends.
Yeah.
You know, many of my friends I like much better than my own.
Yeah. There should be many more categories than those six.
Right.
And I have 14 that I work through with my clients, but we had to draw the limit somewhere and not, you know, make this a whole show on categories.
Right. And then evaluate your career, your finances, and then your spiritual and your personal growth. So then, after you're done with that, the A
is
in dream.
Associate. And this is really important. You want to associate. So imagine the dream of what those things would be if you were living your perfect life, if you were living the ideal life, and then step into the dream. So by imagining it, you picture it. You imagine what it looks like. And then you imagine what it sounds like. You know, add the sounds. Then you imagine what it feels like, the feelings that go with that. And you
This is visualization.
Yeah. You actually
and affirmation.
Create that dream, create the picture. Yeah, I actually had a firm under associate. I couldn't decide which one to do, except you know my thing about affirmations. But
well, yeah, you and I have completely different ideas on affirmations. And I think that's kind of funny because I really like them. And I know you don't because you say, well, if you sit there and affirm, you know.
If you believe that it's done, that you're there in the moment, and you don't step out of it, and that's about what I'm going to do with this, is have you step out of it. But if you don't step out of it, your unconscious mind believes you're done.
See, and I disagree. I feel like affirmations give your unconscious mind a chance to get used to the idea.
An affirmation without a future pace is nothing. And that's the way they're taught. They're taught, you know, to say it as if it's real and as if it's now. That's my only glitch with it, because it's not real and it's not now. You want to be moving towards it. Does that make sense?
I agree, but that's where goals come in.
Yeah, but people get confused about just setting an affirmation. They think that's enough.
No, it's not enough. You have to have an affirmation that is tied to goals, and you have to have your goals that are tied with where you want to be in the future. But I think your affirmation should change as you accomplish those.
Right. Okay, right? So I'm going to go back over.
I used to have an affirmation, okay. I'm always calm and happy, but now I'm pretty much calm and happy, so I've changed that. I no longer think that.
Because you made it happen.
Right.
Yeah.
But when I wasn't calm and happy, that was a big time affirmation.
By the way, step five is make it happen. Take action. So step four, associate or affirm is okay.
Okay.
You make the dream. Imagine what it looks like if your life were perfect. Imagine what it feels like and sounds like. And then you step into the dream. Step into that picture and imagine yourself in it. Then you step back out. And that's what makes it happen, because you cannot move towards it if you're in it. Does that make sense?
Okay. So when you're saying when you step in it, you're saying from a
when you step in it.
Okay. So when you step into the dream from a visual point of view, you're what? Meditating, you're closing your eyes, you're visualizing what your ideal life looks like, what you're doing, what you're being, what you're having. Right. Then when you come out of that meditation, you have to then take the actions that would get you there. Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I learned something a couple of years ago, and I haven't actually successfully been able to do it myself because I'm more of a bumblebee thinker, but this might really help people who are less bumblebee. I had somebody, she was working with her son who was like 18 or 19 years old. And she basically said to him, you're living in my basement. What the hell? Like, where do you want to be? And he's like, well, I'd really like to be working in such and such a job and and they live in New York City or something, have such and such an apartment and a girlfriend and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay, imagine you have the job. What would you have had to done in the 6 weeks before you got the job in order to get the job?
Right.
And so he said, well, I would have had to have had an interview. And she's like, well, what would you have had to do to get an interview? Well, I would have had to send out resumes. And what would you have to do to send out resumes? Well, I'd have to be looking for jobs and asking for referrals and blah, blah, blah. And I'd have to buy a suit and et cetera.
Not living in the basement?
Not living in the basement,
watching
right?
TV or playing video games?
So she took him through this entire process. Mm-hmm. And literally within like 8 months, he was moved out, living on his own, making good money, and he had a new job. But she taught him that process of down chunking and, taking what you want to do and down chunking it. And I'm pretty good the other direction. I'm pretty good at figuring out what I want and figuring out the steps I need to take to get there. I'm not as good at the reverse, figuring out where I want to be and then what has to happen to get me there. So that's something I'm sort of continually working on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. My mentor just has me reevaluating my own goals and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I want to go in the next few years? And I know that his next step is which steps you have to take. I don't know how I know that. Because I, too, have gotten into the habit of living in the day. Although I love what I do, so that makes it really easy.
Yeah, it does make it easy.
But, of course, I have bigger goals and bigger dreams. And why stay stagnant? Why stay stasis, I guess?
Well, and I think that's the thing with reinventing yourself. You can do it as many times in as many ways as you want in your lifetime. And it just makes you, every time you do it, it makes you a better version of you.
Yeah. And what if you decided which of those areas were top important for you? In fact, what I have my clients do is rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, where you're at now. So let's use, for example, right now.
Okay.
Andrea, we'll use you. In health and fitness, on a scale of 0 to 10, where are you at now?
Probably an 8.
And where do you want to be?
A 10.
Exactly. Yes, we all want to be a 10.
Well, I mean, health and fitness is my – health is my life.
So I have them go through.
I joke with my family. They're like, do you have to talk about health all the time? I'm like, dude, I became
not.
A chiropractor because I'm totally into health.
I can't
like,
not.
It is my hobby,
So I would have them go through that list,
right.
Each one, and say, where are you at on a scale of 0 to 10? And then I would say we need to pay attention to the ones that rank low.
Exactly.
If health and fitness is your lowest – then you need to pay attention to that and bring that up immediately.
Yeah.
Some people don't want to do that. They want to focus on where they want to focus on. And I'm okay with that, but I really say focus on where you need the work the most. And usually they'll be intertwined. For example, health will be intertwined with family.
Oh, absolutely it is.
Because health and career.
Health and intimacy,
Oh.
I mean, how many people are not being intimate with their partners because of health issues?
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason that Viagra is
as big
as it is.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about sex next week, by the way.
Oh, with Joey Scarberry. That's going to be fun. But there's a reason that Viagra is as big of a drug as it is. And I don't know how much we really need Viagra compared to just some other, you know, simple.
I once had a male hypnotist who I was sending all my referrals to for guys that need a Viagra. And because I really didn't want to work with impotent men.
Right.
Not, you know.
By the way, chiropractic adjustments help that as well.
I've heard that, yeah.
I had a patient after.
I'm not an impotent male, so it's hard for me to get
there. I
had
a patient after his first adjustment. He comes in, he's, you know, kind of sheepish, and he's like, Dr. Mills, could it do some other things than just pain? I'm like, sure. What specifically? I had no idea where he was going with it. What specifically are you talking about? He says, well, I lasted a lot longer with my wife last night. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Of course it can. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
And probably women, too. How about women bringing back the libido? But that'll be a topic for next week. Really.
I hear about everything in that room. I've heard they're more flexible. So yes, I've heard all sorts
flexible.
Of stuff.
More flexible.
Yeah, no, literally. I've heard patients say, I'm more flexible now.
Okay.
So no exactly. yoga necessary.
Where were we at when we started into the sex talk?
We were talking about where I'm at now and rating it. And here's what I wanted to tell you.
And I don't want to talk about your intimacy.
No. I don't either. What I wanted to talk about, what I wanted to say was, think of a car. Okay, you've got the ass pedal, and you've got the brake.
Ass pedal,
gas. I did not. I said gas. You've got the gas pedal. You've got the brake. Now, what happens when you push the gas pedal down?
It goes.
The car goes, right? What happens if you push the brake pedal down?
It stops.
What happens if you push the gas pedal and the brake pedal at the same time?
It gets confused and the wheels burn.
It lurches around, but it really doesn't go very well, right? So if you want to reinvent yourself, what you have to do is you can't only add gas to some area. You also have to take the brakes off. And taking the brakes off is really where you have to look at your weaker areas and learn how to either work around them or strengthen them. Because if you can't do that, you will continually be applying gas with the brakes on.
Makes sense.
So that's a key component for people when they're doing this evaluation. One of the reasons you have to figure out where you are.
Someone that I have working with right now.
Yeah. You have to figure out where you are, where they are, so you can learn what behaviors, what thoughts, what patterns are their brakes, and take them off so when they push down on the gas, it goes.
Yeah. Amazing.
Okay.
You're absolutely right, and I totally agree, and I have no idea what to say in like the next 10 seconds.
Is that how long we have?
I don't know. Ernie's not giving us the high sign.
We need him to throw signs at us more.
No, we just got a sign.
Okay, so let's talk later about making it happen.
We'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Dr. Andrea Mills with Allied Chiropractic. Everybody knows that when you're in pain, a chiropractor is your go-to doctor for safe and effective results. But did you know that chiropractic patients are healthier than the average population? Studies show that patients who get regular chiropractic care spend less money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, surgeries, and hospitalizations than the average population. Why is that? Well, it makes perfect sense to me. It'll make sense to you, too, if you tune in to my new show, It's a Paradox, with me and my co-host, Dr. Vicki Thomas, where we'll be blowing the lid on living the good life, teaching about how to make your body work better, and a bunch of other great stuff. So listen here on 1380 AM or www.newstalk1380.com. That's on Mondays at 11 a.m. And listen in to find out what you can do to make your body heal that painful condition without drugs, have stronger resistance to colds, flu, and disease, and perform at your very best. We'll talk to you then. Thanks.
If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking, call us now. If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
After my first session here, I walked out of here an ex-smoker. I never smoked after that.
It's been better than a year and a half. I have not had a single urge to smoke.
Hi, this is Dr. Vicki Thomas with Rev It Up Hypnosis, and I've been helping people stop smoking for over 12 years now. Thousands of people.
There were no withdrawal symptoms. None. Zero. I left here, had no desire to smoke.
It's just unbelievable. If you really want to quit smoking, this is the easiest way to quit smoking.
Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. And even though results may vary, we offer a service guarantee and a free hypnosis screening.
If you're smoking and you're choking and you want to stop from croaking, if you're smoking and you're choking, call us now.
Mommy, Now you don't have to die.
That's Rev It Up Hypnosis, 661-209-2632. Okay, we're back. You guys are getting a musical journey through Andrea's brain, just so you know. These are some of my
favorite. Oh, that's scary.
These are some of my favorite songs. Well, I love to dance. I love to dance, and I used to go clubbing a lot before I had kids, clearly. But anyway, I like music that I'm very physical.
What,
I
like you don't like to dance because now you've had kids?
No, I do, but just not as much time and
you
stuff.
You should be dancing more.
I know. Well, I do at home when there's no one around.
No, dance with the kids. It's good exercise.
They do. They love to dance. Okay, so let's talk about making it happen. The M in dream is make it happen, and that's taking action. And this is a piece of the puzzle that I missed for many, many years. I was good at what I wanted to do and who I wanted to be and what I was going to have. And I was good at visualizing, and I was good at affirming, and I was good at meditating and dreaming and blah, blah, blah. And then the action part, I couldn't figure out what to do. And it was a piece of the puzzle that it has taken me a little while to figure out. But once you figure it out, it's amazing how fast things change.
Sometimes it takes an outside person, too, to help you take action, to point out what you're not really paying attention to.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons coaches, either business coaches or personal coaches or whatever, are so important. Because they can help you see things in a way that you don't see. And they've got experience you don't have. I mean, why does every major athlete in the world have 5 or 6 different coaches? Because they each teach them something new.
Right, right.
So, yeah, you do need to take action. So let's talk about specifically some actions that people could take, Vic, in these different areas of their life.
Okay.
How's that? Okay, so let's start with finance, because it's on everybody's mind right now.
It is. And if you start with this whole theme of declutter.
Okay.
Declutter your finances.
Yes.
People have so many different outlets, for example, of just paying bills. Like, I found clients are kind of stuck. I have several clients right now that have come in and they go, if I would just sit down and pay my bills.
You mean?
And they don't do it.
How do you not pay your bills?
You get in trouble.
I mean, does your lights get turned off?
I suppose. Either that or you're running down there at the last minute to pay the light bill.
Wow.
I don't know. I've pretty much interneted all of mine so that I'm doing internet banking and sit down twice a month.
Well,
I mean, yeah. I have that in my schedule to sit down twice a month and make sure bills are paid and just...
Yeah. And if you're not a techie person, you could easily just put up a calendar.
And still pay them, depending on when you get paid.
Yeah. I mean, the 10th of the... my car payment's due on the 10th of the month. And I know the 10th of every month my car payment's due. So sometime that first week, I got to mail my car payment or else, you know.
Right,
Toyota's very unhappy with me and I love my car.
Yeah, I'm really surprised at how many people don't have that scheduled when they're so disjointed. And you know, we're not financial advisors.
No. God, no.
We probably both could refer you to some good ones. You know, if you contact the website, we can refer you to some good ones.
Well, one of the things that I learned is have you ever read T. Harv Eker's The Millionaire Mind, Millionaire Mindset? So one of the things he talks about in there is he talks about, you know, a lot of people say to him, well, I have no money to manage. How am I supposed to manage my money? And he says, you start by taking the next dollar you get and start managing $1. And he suggests, you know, 4 or 5 different accounts. You've got your I got to pay bills account. You've got your 10% savings account. You've got your 10% play account. You've got your tax account. And then you've got your whatever account. And you start with that first dollar. And you start breaking that first dollar down. And if you put money away, you know, there's the latte factor, he calls it. How many people spend $3 a day on lattes at Starbucks? That's $15 a week. That's $60 a month. That if you were to put that into a savings account, let it grow, then put it
into
a CD.
How many people smoke?
Oh, yeah.
We talked about this in
that
class
last
yesterday.
Week or the...
Yeah, well, just yesterday in our class, because the hypnotists were trying to figure out how much to charge for someone to stop smoking, and minimum they're paying $4.50 a pack.
Minimum.
And most smokers are smoking a pack a day, up to 3 packs a day.
That is so scary.
That's a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah.
Suze Orman says, you know, of course, the standard save 10% of your income.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't
Benjamin Franklin said it 200 years ago.
And if you can't save the 10%, try for 5.
Right.
If you can't do 5, start with 1.
Yeah.
And then as your bills start getting paid off, something.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one action you can take.
And of course, pay off credit cards first.
Yeah, highest interest credit cards first. Yeah, no, you got to save first. And then let's talk about career. Let's talk about career because this is a biggie. I used to be in outside sales. And if you'd told me when I was in outside sales, I'd have people calling me doctor. I would have said, ha, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Here I am.
I was in property management.
I know. The first 2 years after I got my license, people would be like, hey, doc. And I would ignore them. And then all of a sudden, they'd realize, oh, they're talking to me.
I still sometimes do that because I let my clients call me Vicky.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of my clients call me Andrea as well. But you could reinvent yourself so easily in your career as long as you know what you want to do. And
I think that's really important. Take the time to learn. Know what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then if you need to learn something to do it, please do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have people that go, well, I'm 45 years old, and I don't want to go back to school.
You know, here's what the chiropractor who really encouraged me to become a chiropractor said, because I was 29 when I went back to school. And she says to me, because I said, you know, I'm going to graduate, and I'll be 34. And to me, of course, in my 20s, 34 seemed like it was so old.
That's old. Yeah.
It's old. And she looks at me, and she says, well, you're going to be 34 anyway. And it was like somebody literally smacked me across the head. Oh, you're right.
I didn't start my doctoral training till I was 38.
Julia Child didn't start cooking till she was 39.
Woohoo!
I know.
And her and I are pretty much in the same age group.
I'm reading her book right now. If you haven't read it, it's called My Life in France. It's a great book. She sat down when she was in her 90s and basically verbally went through like letters and stuff that they had written while they were living in France and went through and verbally transcribed this book to somebody.
Wasn't she amazing. In love with her husband?
Like, oh, they had the greatest relationship.
But they didn't meet until later in life.
No,
right?
he was I think 10 years older than her. He was like in his late 40s when they met. She was in her 30s. They'd been married a couple years when they went to France, and if I'm remembering exactly,
they just stayed
she's 39.
In love all their life.
Yeah, amazing relationship. It was very cool to read about. But I mean, so there is another example of someone who completely redefined herself later on in life.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about career. How about family?
As soon as you have kids, you redefine yourself.
Yes, I'm going to be really cold here and say there are many family members that you need to declutter from your life.
Oh, absolutely.
I get a lot of clients that have children, adult children, that are drug addicted, not taking care of themselves, in or out of prison.
It goes the other way, though, too.
It absolutely
does. Your parents could be a huge sap, and you need to declutter them.
And it can be difficult.
It's very difficult.
But if you need to do it, you need to do it.
I agree.
Okay, now we need to quickly talk about what we're going to talk about next week.
Okay, next week, let's talk about sex, baby.
I know.
We'll have Joey Scarberry in the studio to get a male perspective because Vicky and I just talking about sex with no man here to bounce ideas off of is probably pretty boring for you guys.
And that's all we're bouncing off him, just ideas.
Deanna, come in here and kick our butts. Deanna is Joey's wife. So that's next week. What do you have going on this week? Anything?
No, I have to reschedule another class because this one was so successful and we had so much fun.
That's great.
I don't have anything on the books right now for groups but people can call me if they just want to see me individually.
This Saturday, I am going to be starting a lecture series at the Quartz Hill Public Library. And that's at 2 p.m. on Saturday at the library. If you want more information, you can call the office, 945-4441. And I can't remember what my first topic is. I got to look that up.
To know. Yeah. So people can reach us by going to the2docs.com.
www.the2docs.com. And it's the number two. We, again, like I said, there will be a place on there for you to post questions. There will be a place on there for us to, like, for example, everything we talked about today, the five dream steps, we'll have it posted.
So dream
big.
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye.
The following was a sponsored program.